This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and I have the joy of talking with a brother, a friend that we love on Star. Brant and Sherry make us laugh, make us think, and are such a joy to our life. And I love all the stories I hear from people saying, we love Brant and Sherry. Well, Brant, you know, he has so many things that he can talk about, from spiritual to funny, and I love that about him. But he has an old new book that he's turned into the series that I'd love to talk about. Brant, we love you. Thank you for your time. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm excited about this, honestly. It's like, it's weird because I'm not actually a video guy, but they did this video series of me doing six different videos. They're kind of discussion starters for a small group discussion on Unoffendable about anger and forgiveness. And it put me in front of like a comedy club type setting with some people.
I love it.
And that put me more at ease.
Yes.
Yeah. So I actually really liked that. That made it a lot easier for me to just talk to real people on the video, and it came off pretty good, I think.
Oh, I think it's great. And here's the joy. I'm in a small group, and it's a group that's with a church out of Louisville, and so we have people from all around the country on my group, and they wanted to do this, and they know, you know, I shout your praises, and they all love Brant anyway because you've spoken at that church. And so we're going to do that. We got a little preview of it last week, and I'm like, that's so perfect, that setting. Again, the book is called Unoffendable. This came out a little while ago. Tell me first why you wrote that book.
Well, I didn't know what to do with anger. I grew up with the idea that there's righteous anger and unrighteous anger. So We need to get rid of the unrighteous and keep the righteous. But like, so how long am I supposed to keep the righteous anger for the stuff I've gone through? Mm-hmm. Like even from childhood, like trauma and stuff.
Yes.
And I'll be darned, when I was reading the Bible and studying this, like, we're just told to get rid of anger.
Uh-huh.
Like, it happens. So it's a common emotion. It's a response to threat. It's for fight or flight, though. It's not supposed to be in our systems day after day. So we're actually told to get rid of it as soon as we can, or it'll destroy us. And it doesn't make a distinction between righteous and unrighteous anger for humans. God's anger is righteous. You know, Jesus can clear the temple, but he's sinless and I'm not. So I'm supposed to forgive other people because of what God's done for me. So that's what prompted the book as I was thinking through it. And then since it kind of took off unexpectedly across the country, but it's word of mouth, they wanted to re-release it and do a revised expanded edition. So they issued this group study along with that.
Okay. I love it that we're talking about this. So you've got a group study. Can you talk about the videos? What does this look like? You purposely made this for group study.
Yeah. So this is so good to talk about because everybody can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody. I can talk to middle schoolers and they get it, or senior citizens, men, women, doesn't matter. The video, it's six sessions. There's a study guide for everybody. And then the videos are me talking for like 18 minutes each time. It's for me to set up the subject, throw out some ideas, and then the study guide goes with that for questions and discussion.
You probably already had some people preview it and look at it. What's some of the response you've heard?
Well, it's just so relevant.
Yeah.
And it's such a challenge, but it's not a challenge that's undoable. Like, This is about following Jesus. I think that's the biggest reaction from people to say, this is discipleship.
Mm.
Like, learning Jesus' way of forgiveness and then engaging the world from that makes you a different person.
Amen.
And you become more like him. And you can see why people are drawn to him, because of the fact that he knows right and wrong. And he knows all this. Of course he does. He's holy.
Yes.
And yet, there was something about him where people felt loved anyway, despite the fact that he could see right through them.
I mean,
ouch. So this is what that's about. It's knowing the world's broken. People are messed up. I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to love them.
Yes.
That is such a fundamental thing. So I think that's the biggest reaction from people, is like how immediately applicable it is and how you can start walking this out like today.
Yes. We want you to have this. We want you to be a part of this. You might say, we've been looking for something that's different and unique. It's not your normal Bible study, but it's a study that brings you to the Bible, and it's God's principles that we all need, we can all relate to. So I'm just going to tell you this. It's on my Conversations link right now. You can go there and click on that link, but it's also on our page anyway. So getting the series Unoffendable for your small group or even your home, you can do that right now by going to our website, star883.com, and clicking on Conversations. We'll be right back.